A three-judge panel in Raleigh will hear arguments today between North Carolina's new Democratic governor and its entrenched Republican legislature over the separation of powers. Governor Roy Cooper is suing lawmakers over a bill they passed in special session after he had won, but before he took office. Senate Bill 4 changes the partisan makeup of the State Board of Elections and gives lawmakers more control over it. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now. Michael, why did Republican lawmakers say the bill was necessary?
They say the state board should be bipartisan, and they want to bring elections, ethics, and lobbying laws under one roof. For decades, the elections board has been set up so the governor's party gets to sway close votes. But lawmakers added members to it so it'd be evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. While that does technically make it bipartisan, it also strips Cooper's Democratic Party from having the tie-breaking power the governor's party traditionally gets.
And is that why Cooper sued?
Partly, but the legal argument is more focused on who gets to appoint and remove board members. The governor used to appoint everyone. After all, the board is part of the executive branch. But under the new law, the governor couldn't appoint or remove anyone for the next 6 months. In other words, lawmakers have sole authority to fill the new board.
And what happens after that time frame?
As of July, the governor can appoint 4 of the 8 members, but the board would need 6 members to agree to take any action. In an order last week, Wake County Judge Donald Stevens said all that prevents the governor from exercising control over what's supposed to be an executive board, so he put the law on hold until today's hearing. In Judge Stevens' order, he said Cooper is likely to succeed with his argument that the new board violates the separation of powers clause in the state constitution.
That one judge presided over the initial hearing, but why does the case now go before a three-judge panel?
In 2014, Republican lawmakers set up a new system for lawsuits challenging whether something is constitutional. In those cases, the Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court picks 3 judges to preside. Judge Stevens will not be one of them in this. And we're still at an early stage of this lawsuit. Today's hearing is about whether to put the law on hold while the full case plays out. In legalese, that's called a preliminary injunction.
This three-judge panel system has already resulted in one high-profile ruling on separation of powers. It involved the Coal Ash Commission set up in the wake of Duke Energy's massive spill into the Dan River. How might that case factor into all this?
That three-judge panel ruled about 2 years ago the legislature took too much appointment power from then-Governor Pat McCrory. The state Supreme Court mostly upheld that ruling, writing that the separation of powers is, quote, fundamental to our form of government. Judge Stevens cited that case in his initial order on the Board of Elections. Exactly how it compares to this case will likely be key to today's arguments.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.